ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Sadi K. The Sugi starts on the bottom of Daf Samach Sadik Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara is handling the with Sancheriv. The Gemara says, Esamaso is Naso Oso Rasha Sancheriv Bo Isai Yoim. That he went Esamaso is Bo Isai Yoim. Is the Mashah is Mazbe the Gemara with the Gemara on the top of Samachem and Aleph. That a Kaldoi came to Sancheriv. And he told him that Oida Yoim Benoiv Lamod, Chazal Dashin, that Oisa Yoim was Nishtarim me Avoino Shalnov, that there's a Kitruk in Shamayim from the oven of Noiv, and Mela he could be Mitgaber on the Klagiswal of Fulkamba Oisa Yoim. As therefore he went through, like the Gemara over here says, 10 places. He ran with his chayalim very fast through 10 places. The Gemara says later on Sadiq Amid Aleph that he did what usually takes 10 days in one day. Mamish moved extra fast because he wanted to be able to be Kovish Yerushalayim. You could be Masber Moisif, Masber the Gemara, that it says in Eicha that a few of the Goyim Lehiminu Sheyachu Lichbaish Yerushalayim. Everyone knew it was hard to capture Yerushalayim. Hashem always did Nisim for Klal Yisrael. And it was a place that everyone knew it was hard to capture. As when Sancheriv heard that there was a Zman HaMesugal to be Menatzeach the Melchama, that's why he made all his Chayalim and they ran and they went very fast, because it was a big thing to be able to capture Yerushalayim. Fiza is very gishmak, the hemchich of the Gemara and Tzadikei. The Gemara says he came and he lifted him up and he saw it was the ear katana, the chalosha. As a mela, he said, okay, so let's rest today. If he trusted a kaldoi, what changed? The kaldoi said, today was the day he ran so fast. And the part is, Fiza is a gishmak, meaning, originally he thought Yerushalayim, he heard that it's impossible to capture, it's very hard, as he was under the impression that you need a special help from the Shamayim. But once he got there and he saw it was the Eir Ketana, the Chalosha, he expected a big metropolitan that was Mamish, a superpower. He got there, he saw it was the Eir Ketana and Chalosha. He said, what? This is what I need, a special help from the Shamayim. Have to have that kill the kaychom should say I could be kaivish, but we have so many soldiers, it's so easy for us to be kaivish. It as a mela, he told his chayalim to be noyach ba'oisai hayoim. This is a limud lekol harishayim, that they only look at a gashmi as the gakuk. Looking at a gashmi as the gakuk, Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? It's very easy to capture. Little did he know. The emes koyach of Yerushalayim is the hidden secret behind Yerushalayim. The erech shechubra lo yachtov, the siyata deshmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be a little place, but it has a lot of koyaches to it when Hashem is there, and you can't be koyvish it. That was his mistake. As the Gemara dashens the places, in the Pasuk, it lists more than 10 places. The Gemara has hani tuva havi. As the Gemara in the bottom of Sadik Dalet Amid Beis says, Soli Koylech Baz Galim, that the Navi was Koyme, Soli Koylech Baz Galim. Navi was telling them why they would be safe, because they're Baz Galim. And the Darshan's Baz Galim on the Ovis. as the Mashal is madgish that the Gemara doesn't point out what Sali Koilich is. The Gemara just explains the Baz Galim. As the Mashal wants to learn Pshat and Sali Koilich, up the Gemara that we had in the beginning of Sadik Dal and Amid Beis, that the Gemara says that the reason why they were Nitzel was Beschus the Kol Torah that was in the Bati Midrashim Balaila of a Kol Azman. That Sali Koilech, the Kol Torah, that was in the Beis Medrash, Kol Azman, as that was the Schus, that was Ma'ir for them. And it's on derech what the Pasuk says, but when Yitzhak told Yaakov, by the Brachas, Shema Kol Kol Yaakov, the Medrash Darshan's on the Pasuk, Shema Kol Kol Yaakov, the Beis Medrash, Zen Yadayim Shel Esav, the Umas can't be Shailer on them, Esav, who had in Kol Umas. This is the koyach of Kol Torah. That was Miyuchad. That was the tzir of the Tzali Koylech, the Kol Torah, and the Baz Galim. Bido Shel Avram Avinu, the Yitzhak, the Yaakov, the Avis. You could say that it's not two different in Yonim. Now, when you nimshech bedarkei Avis, that the Avis, Avram was maskev the Elef Shel Torah. You had a yeshiva, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were, as when you nimshach b'darkei avos, as memeila, it's ma'ira, the schus avos, it's ma'ira, the bas galim, the schus for the avos hakadoshim. Bas galim, as she'osu mitzvahs ki galei hayam. Why are they avos called galim? She'osu mitzvahs ki galei hayam. Shaila is why we moishel the nimshel the avos to galei hayam. Many mishalim you could say, as the maral says in mahalach, we'll take out one nakuda from the maral that the maral says that the inyan of galim is the inyan of roimimus, that it was the misroimim above the yam, the galim rise high above the yam, as the as that's a simon for the Maisei Ha'avis, that what they did was Meraimim them. They did the Maisim B'Raimimus, and it was Meraimim them. The source of that Raimimus, that's what saved Klal Yisrael. Yeah, you can be Maisei. That was Meraimim them, Mial, the Sakana that was on them. As what's this Nakud of Raimimus? Nira the Dover Aram, Achi Ram Biyaisa, Zakarish Baruch Hu, Kel Ram Venisa. As a Mela, the when Akarish Baruch Hu is Masha Shechina on a person, that's the Spitz Raimamos that a person could be Zaycha to. As a Mela, their Maisem were Goyrim that they should be Hashra Shechina, because that was Meraim and Maisam. The shame of Avram, ki yadu Avram. He was misraimim, yadei Torah and mitzvahs. But for Anand the Ovis, that yadu the chazal, the medrash darshan on them, Ovis, heim hamer kava, vayal me'elov, the lashon ha'pasuk, chazal darshan on it, that heim hamer kava, because there was a gvaldiga darg of Ashra Shechina, that was going them to be misraimim. Maris Madgish, that was that Al Yedei, the Maisim. She'osu mitzvahs kegalei hayam. The Bia Lefize is there's two ways of doing mitzvahs. You could stam do mitzvahs, do mitzvahs Ishmael Moida, even if you have a little bit of kavana. The Avos HaKadoshim, they did mitzvahs. They did it, but hamuroimim b'yaisa. Dainu, they had the kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did it ba'ava. Avram is Avram Oyavai. Avram loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avram B'chazara, but he was the mid of Ava Ki Yadua. Yitzchak was the mid of Yira, Pachad Yitzchak. He did their mitzvahs B'Ava, B'Yira, and Yaakov was the shiluv of both of them together. As their meisim were done B'Ava, B'Yira, B'Dveikus B'Hashem. The Gemara later on in Daf Sadik Vamam and Aleph says that Him Tamid Ratzu Lefnei Hashem Yisutzim Al Mesiyah HaMayim. They never stopped running to do the Ratzin of Hashem all the time. They were Lefnei Hashem, thinking of Hashem. There's Kivan that they did Avodas Hashem Ba'ifin Zeh. As a Mela, they were Zeicha to this Reimimus al Yudei the Shechina, and they were zeicher to be misale and have a schus gadol, then it should be nimshach for their doiris too. If you the marsha, you could add that that's the koyach of Torah also. Miramamtoi megadaltoi al kol hamaisim, and that's the tziruf of the tzalei koylech and the bas galim. Because ain lecha doiva, which is miraimim. Yesem Yitayram, the Shvitz Reimimus. As the source of everything together, that was Matzal Oysam. Gemara on Tzadik, Heyamid Aleph on the top, Dashens Oid HaYoyim Benoiv, La'amoid, Amrevuna Oysa Yoyim Nishtayer, Me'avoinoi Shalnoiv. The Gemara on the Hemshech says, Ovra HaYoyim Bostina, Bottle the Din. As the Marsha is Masbir, the kids are myself a little bit into the Marsha, but that's the Kavon of the Mashna, on the Mission Ovis. And the Mission Ovis says that Ra'isa Aveira is Kaina Katega, Malik, which is Mekater, which makes a Kitcher, Kenegda in Shamayim. As Ra'isa Yoim was Nisha the Koyach of Aveira to be Mekachik B'Shamayim. Nicole's man that there was this kitchen in Shamayim Aleim for the Avera of Noiv, they wouldn't have been Zeicha to be Nitzolim from Sancheriv. And after the day passed, then the kitchen stopped. Remember, they were able to be Nitzol. That's why the later on it says that when was Hashem Hika Sancheriv? Balaila. I knew as soon as it finished that day, as then it was Hika Sancheriv. As before in the Gemara, a Yisoid, that an Avera has a Koyach of Kitchug, at least Lepachus sometimes. This Avera, there was a Koyach of Kitchug until a certain Zman. After that Zman, it doesn't have a Koyach to be Makachug anymore. Choy the Kivun, or the Recham Shat, that Kol Zman the Kitchug was there, they were Makabal, Gavisar Oynish, Lat. But it was Nigmar the Oynish of that Avera. So mainly it was Nigmar the Kitrig of the Avera. The Gemara and Daf Sadik Dalid Amun Beis, we saw, says they were Nitzel B'Shus HaTayra Shalamdu. As my Naf Gemina, there's a Kitrig from the oven of Noid. As Lachayitz Mucha from the Gemara, the Kolzman that there was a Kitrig from Ois Avera. As loyo yikoyach in the schusim that they had to be matzel themselves, so we're right over here that it was v'derech neis. As even though we know the klal is that in avera mechave toira, but in hilchus that's in hilchus char, in hilchus kitchugim, vaystachoy still an avera could be mekatrig. As in Mela, the Kitchig of Avera would have been Gilu Mitgaber, that they shouldn't be Nitzel over here, Derech Neis. As Kaidin, they needed that the Kitchig of Avera should go. And then they could be Nitzel. So you see, the Mashal and the Maral, the Mazbe, the Gemara, that what is the Kitchig on the Arigas of Naiv have to do with the Churban of Yerushalayim? Could we learn Kipshuta, Arigasir Noiv, and I get Arigasir Yerushalayim? But they want to learn a different shot. That the Kitchig on the Arigas of Yer Noiv was because Ayudeza was going a bittle of the Avoida of the, that they were the Kohanim, they did the Avoida in the Mishkan. As because Klal Yisrael at that point were goyrim, a bitul avoida, as a male, the oynish was to get nenesh with a bitul of avoida. Like over here, they were going to be nenesh, that will be necher of the mikdash. As it's mamish mida kenegin mida. As this you say to the Masha and the Maral, remind us of the Bach in the beginning of Hilchus Chanukah, a very famous Bach, that what happened was that by Chanukah, that the Yidden were nesvashlo ba'avoida. Therefore, the Yevonim came and were able to be mevatel them for avoida. Therefore, they had to do tshuva. They had to be meisa nafsham al avoida. Meila ayidei the mysterious nefesh la avoida. They were able to be mitgaber on the yavanim. As lefiza the kidrig was harigas noif, which guzgai them a bit la avoida. Lefiza. And it's mistaber, it's not just that they killed a couple, some yid. If it was a hechre kitchig, it was a kitchig on a bitl avoida. As Mamela, it was nesayin on them a kitchig, that also they shouldn't be zeicher to have the schus of having the avoida samigdash. As you could add, al pi the Gemara before, that they were zeicher, v'schus ha-taira, that skiyadua. That Chazal Darshan on Vavadim that is going on Torah. Torah is also a Gevissar Avoidas Hashem. As Besos, that's what they were Mischazik in the Avoida of Torah. As that was Ma'ir that they should get back the Torah. Ravinish V, Gemara is a big side in life that a person has to be careful. Now, many people claim they have somebody betalim from Torah and somebody betalim from Avodas Hashem. Many times, the reason why is because they learned Bisrashlosh. They weren't doing what they should. They weren't learning Karai. They weren't nice to get mitzvahs Karai. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away from them the Chetimsa to do the Avodah. To do Avodah, to learn Torah is a Gvaldigas Chus. As if you Nutzerais Karai, you Mishtado. Then a person is Zeicha, that Hashem should let you have this source. But if a person doesn't know Tzedais Kirai, he does it bis Rashlos. Then the Avodah is taken away from him. From the fact that the Gemara says that the Kitchag Adaveira was still there, Klape Klal Yisrael, Koira over here, if Sancherev would have done what he wanted, it would have been Einish to call Klal Yisrael. Is before that the Chet of Noiv was a Chet that Klal Yisrael was Nenash for too. Hagam, it was a Chet of Shoyal and Doig. Also, we might as well say later on, David was Gunnerman also, but why the whole Klal Yisrael? You have to say that Klal Yisrael could have stopped Shoal and they could have been Meicha. It's because they weren't Meicha. Therefore, they were Nenash also. The Gemara then continues, and it brings down the Meisa of David and Yishbi ben Noiv. The Sheikhis is Kvitzis Sanderach, the Kvitzis Sanderach. As the Gemara brings down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Tzarech lekabloine shel mashe goyrim, three things, shenerag, the ear of Noiv, two, shenitrit doig, gimel, shenerag shol. What's shenitrit doig? Why the kavan of the Gemara is that he was nitrit mi'olam haba. The Gemara is going to darshan later on that Mikoyach this Maisa was his Tchilas Yerida that Levesayif he became Shein Lechilik Loilam Haba. As Koidim called, Tzarech Bia, David called the Gram of Harigas Noiv. Harei, if anything, he was running away from Shoyal, and it was Shoyal's Aveira that he killed Noiv. What does it have to do with David? That's the best answer is a Mufurish Pasik. There's a Pasik that explains it. In Shvul Aleph Perichov Beis, Pasik Chov Beis, David said to Avesar, who is the son of Rachimelech, that David was goyrim for the Arigas HaKoyinim. Why? Because when he went, he saw Doig HaDoimi there, and he knew that Doig HaDoimi was going to go back, that it was possible that Doig was going to go back and tell Shaul what happened. Achimelech gave him Eichel and that he gave him a sword. as he should have been more careful and not taking things, Mizman, where he knew that it could cause a sakana, because he knew Shaul was out to kill him. As because he wasn't Nizer, and even though he knew that Doeg was watching, as therefore it's called Ki'ilu, he was Goyrim Dariga. Yeah. You see over here that a common person has to be careful from Mechshalim. If he's Goyrim a Mechshal to happen, he also gets Nenash for it. Could also say that Lamaisi was Meshakel Achim Malach. He told him he was a Shliach of Shaul. Life, he would have told him what really happened, and Achim Malach would have protected himself. However, Chayre, there's a big chilek between Achim Malach and Ir Noiv and Doeg and Shaul. I mean, Achim Malach and Ir Noiv didn't do an aver, they didn't do anything wrong. In fact, they thought they were helping the Melech. Because over there, when David was going them to be Nenash, it was raw. He was going them to get an Einish, even though they didn't do anything wrong. Aber Doeg, he went ahead and he said Lashon Hara, and then he went ahead and he killed Noiv. Shaul, he decided to kill Noiv. As Luchari, they had Bechira, and they went ahead and they did their own Chet. As why was David Nenash, because Doeg did a chet and Shaul did a chet. As you could sign a note. Being that he was Goyim, he put Doeg in a matzav and a sayin, and Shaul in a matzav and a sayin. His name was Neivalei Sitei Michshal. Being a Goyim lechet also is Nenash. As you could learn, that's the reason why he was Nenash. Of Nesefer Hasidim, Ois tough Reish Mem. Samadura is different printings. He says, Gvaldik Echidesh. He says that what David did wrong with Shaul and Doeg was something totally different. What he did wrong with them was he was matbe that they were running after him and saying Lashon Hara. Boy, he was mispal that they should get an einish for what they did. As Mishum Zen Nenesh David, because he shouldn't have been Makvid on them, he should have been Michael them. The Sefer Sidim learns from here that a person should be Mispal Shlo Yonish Adam Missy Voisoy. Father does the Gefaldig Echidish, meaning Echer, it's a Midas Chasidus, and it's a Dovah Roy to be Michael and not to get upset at people, even when they're coming to kill and they're saying Lashon Hara and they're causing you Hezek. Over here you see a gewaldig chiddush that if a person has a peda because of it, as then the person, and that because he's makbid, the other person is nenash, even though his peda was bedin, meaning they were running after him for no reason. Afilu hachi, he's nenash for the einish that he caused the other person to get. Yeah. Big chiddush. As the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David, if he wants the Einish, what should go on his Zara, and David was machlet on him, on himself. As the Gemara says that Hashem caused that he should go to Plishtim, and Yishbi, the brother of Goliath, should try to kill David. As the Gemara says, two stories. Number one, he tried to kill him by throwing something on top of him, and Hashem made a nest, the ground opened up, and it didn't kill him. And he tried killing him by throwing him up in the sky and he put a spear. And Abishai saved him. The question is that if anyway, at the end of the day, Hashem is saving him, as why did Hashem put him in this matzav where he should be cut of Lemisa and Hashem should do a nes? If he's blackish the Einish, he should get the Einish. What's the cheshvan? As you could learn that in Enochinami, Hashem wanted to teach to David Lispalel that he shouldn't get the Einish, that Zara should get the Einish instead of him. As Mishum Zeh was haraloi twice, the Sinyan Kedei that he should teach him this Yisayid. What could be, you could be Masbe with another Yisayid that we saw, Yisayid from Reb Sadik, we saw in Baba Basa Daf Yud. The Gemara over there tells a story with her Papa, that he came and fell from the madrigas. The madriga, the steps he was walking on, broke and he almost fell and killed himself. As he was very mitzdar, that why was he kimat nenesh with the oinus skila? The Gemara says maybe one time you didn't give staka. Then it's daim eloi v'ravoi dezara shechaya b'skila. As a tzaddik is mazbe the Gemara over there, that be'emes he was chayiv misa. Hashem made that because he had a pachar and a tzar, that he thought he would be difter, as that itself was mechabra love, as Hashem was machshavit ki'ilu he was mes. He says that's the reason why mevarchim ha'goyim l'chayovim toivos, because somebody who's in a matzav sakon and he's saved is a chayiv. As Lefize, you could learn also in Agamara, and that's the word that Hashem put David in a makam misa shtei pamim, k'dei shtav a kapara kilo mes. That's mamish mida k'negin mida, that over here, one of the times on him, that was that he was chayrik, that he was ground the rig of people, so that's why he was nenesh mida k'negin mida. Rak, there's a grace at Gosha. Mice at the end, he was mispalel that the oinish should go on his zera. And the mice, it happened like the Gemara says. As you see, it wasn't nischapa legamri. You could be mazmei nochinami. And your father, that he was almost killed, was machapa. And to gvisa nakuda, it took off a chedek of the oinish. But the Gemara, the oinish, wasn't finished yet. There was still something left. And that went on his zera. But Mitzidoi, he got his kapara for that chet. As the Gemara says, that Avishai, he realized he had Zimana min Hashamayim, that there was a, as the Gemara says, that Hashem gave Ramazim to Avishai, that David was besakana, as he went to go save David, and he is Shiloh, could he use the Predo of the Melech, the very fierce Sug Sus of the Melech, to find the Melech. As the Shiloh is, could you mishdamish with the Predo of the Melech, but Makam Sakana? As Lachaira is the Shaila, Sakonis Nefashis is Daicha Kala Teira Kula. As Avada, you could do it, just like it's Daicha Chol Shabbos, it's Daicha Kala Teira Kula. So what was the tzad over here that it should be different? So they say over B'Shem of Moshe Feinstein, that he wanted to say that over here he needed to be Matzal B'Derech Nes. As Memela, the Shaila was, do you say that you should do an Aveira, even though the Aveira is Hutcha, or maybe it'll cause a Kitrig that you won't be able to be Zeicha to the Nets for that Tzala. To the Shena Mahalach, actually you could say another Mahalach, that it is Mishtayich to the Indian, the Shena Melech Moichel al Kvoidoi. The Pshat is, what's the word Shena Melech Moichel al Kvoidoi? Because the Kvoidoi is Lav Dilei, it's the Indian of the Melucha. You could be Maisiv because Meluch and Klal Yisrael is covered Hashem. You could say that maybe it's Kedai to be Oivid Melech Echad, Kedai to be Maimid, the Indian of Kvoid Malchus. As Enochinami, a Yichudik Aveiro, as that your matter b'makom v'chuach nefesh. But over here, the Nakuda is not the Avera Shaboy. The Avera is the Indian of Kvoid Malchus and Klal Yisrael, which is the Indian of Kvoid Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As over here, you can't be Mekel. Im Kinam Advarim, as you could say, that what was the Tshuva? As you could say, the Tshuva was, no, Sakonis Nefashis is Doich HaKol, even the Indian of Kvoid Malchus. You could say that the tshuva was that being that you're doing it to be matzel the melech, as das gufe is kvoid malchus, that you should use his sus to be matzal the melech. The war says that Avishai came and Yishbi threw David in the ear, and Avishai was mimed him there with shame. It's come to chois that this Yishbi tried to kill David two ways, by crushing him in the ground and by throwing him in the air. So once in a sefer, I don't remember which sefer, he wanted a taina that that's the Indian of the Mogin of David. It has 6 points. It's coming to be Miramis that the Agon of David is from the four Ruchai Sheba Olam and Lamaila and Lamata. And Lamaila Lamata, Gufa was this Gemara. We see that Hashem saved him from Lamala, that he was thrown up Lamaila, and Hashem saved him from Lamata. This Kilu was a bitoy of that Indian of Mogin David. You could add that that David made a Mogin David, Laharis Lakol, that Hashem is Shomer Mikol HaPinos, Mala Milmata, Kol Dalet Stodim, as because he was Tamed by Teach Hashem, that Hashem is Megin Mikol HaStodim, as therefore he was Taka Zeicha, that Hashem should be Megin on him, Mikol HaStodim, Lamailu Lamata. At the end, the Gemara says that Avishai killed the Arpa on his way to save David. And then at the end, Avishai and David killed this Yishbi. Oh. As if you look in Shmuel Beis, in Seif Perik Chof Aleph, which brings this pasuk that we're darshaning, as over there, there's a Sofa. And it says that Arpa had Dalit Banim Shahayu Gibayrim. And all of them were killed Yidei, the Mishpach of David that came from Rus. The Gemara, you see, even Arpa herself was killed from Nebanim Shal Rus. As Nira, he is a Gvaldiga Limud that you could learn from here. The Yalkut Shemaini over there in the Perichof Aleph in Shmuel Beis brings a medrash that the reason why Orpah was Zeicha was because she was Misayrer and she wanted to go with Naomi. And at the end, when she was Pirish from Naomi, she cried 4 tears. And her Ratzin was so stark, she started to do something. As Bischus, that Ratzin and Shuk of Kedusha, she got a schar, and she got a schar in Olam Hazeh. What was she Zeicha to? To 4 Gibayrim. Those 4 tears. About Rus, Leidach Gisa, she was Miskaber. She didn't just start and want to be Kaddish. She really became Kaddish. In the Mesiris Nefesh, she went and she became Kaddish. But she was Zeicha that she had Banim that not only lived much longer, but they killed those Banim. They were able to be Mitkaber on those Banim. And the Lashon of the Yalkut Shemaini is Yavoi Abanim Shal Mishadovik Ba. The Pasuk says she was Dovik and she stayed Dovik and Yarig Mishan Nashak Uparish. They killed who was Nashak and Parish. This is a Gvaldigi Limud. And Abaydis Hashem, Efrat Bismanim Elu, you have people, they start to be Machazik and they have Chukas. And it's good, they'll get Scharfrit. We're not being Mamayat. But if you want it to last, you have to hold stark. And they'll get schar, they'll get something, but you can't compare to the schar of someone that holds stark and is machzik the mamad and keeps stark. The star will be mitgaber much, much more. It will be a schar lenetzach letzachim. That's because they were maschol and not goimer, because they get a schar which is maschol, but it's not nitzchi. Again, the ones who are mischazik and misgaber and put all their koyches in and hold on stark, they're the ones that get the schar ma'olam void. You can be maisif nachaknech, as yedua that the yonim of David are kenegin Mashiach, the shame of Adam Arishan, Kadmonim say Adam, the Isis of Adam, Ireshi Tevis. Aleph is for Adam, David is, Dalit is for David, Mem is for Mashiach. Because Adam took 70 years and gave to David. And he said, so David is Mashiach ben David. As the void of David, which was the Hemshech of the void of Adam, is what brings the tikkun of Mashiach. And that's the Indian that they were misgaber on the these Dalit Giborim. It's a remez that the Lost Lovoy Kishe Mashiach Yavoy, as he's going to be misgaber on the Dalit Malachim that were Goyla Klal Yisrael, which are the Reisha Umos of all the Goyim. As what happened with David, with the that he was mitgaber on the Gvur of Goliath, Yishbi, and his brothers, is a remez for what will be Moisa Mashiach. There's one more remez, which Avram was hiring the Dalin Malachim, as before in the Medrash. It's also a remez for this thing, like we have later on, the Gemara Darshan said on that Avram, they came on Avram like they came on Gog Magog, like they will come by Gog Magog. As Lefi, what we saw, the remez before, if we put the two Ramazim together of David and Yemais HaMashiach, as it's a Limud Godol, now we're in the Zmanim, as Hashem Mashiach should come Bekarev, as who will be Zeicha to be in the Tkufa when we misgaber on the Dalit Malachim, the ones who were like Rus, they held stark. It wasn't just they had a chuk and a rotzen, and then they were pirish from Avodas Hashem, but they were Dovkabah. They held stark in Avodas Hashem. They held stark in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As they'll be Zeicha. In the Zman, when Klai Yisrael's Miskabra on the Malachim to the tremendous Schar. Just like Rus, she was Herich Yamim, and she was Rosh Shloima, Malchus of Shloima. He made him Yuchadika Kisei Malchus. As it's a Remez Lukulanu. That if we hold stark like Rus does, we'll be Zeicha to our Atriseyam Bereisheyam and Ascho Godol Shala Asid Gavoy. It's a hergish of Chizuk to hold stark even though things are hard. Hold stark in the Limudim, the Shmira, Sakdusha, in Taira, in Mitzis. Mez Hashem, you'll see, you'll be able to be Mitgaber ala Kol. And you'll be Tischak Liyayim Achroin. The Gemara then says that they told David, like they say, "Oiditanu Muhammad's a pasuk shalai tishve es ner Yisrael." David was nimshal to be used called ner Yisrael, as the remez of ner Yisrael is like the famous pasuk in Mishlei, because a mitzvah ner mitzvah b'tayra or kedusha tayra mitzvah is or. David was someone who was ner Yisrael, his or tayra. His mayor in Kol Klal Yisrael, his Or Tehillim, his Or Amunah, his Or B'tochen, was mayor for the whole Klal Yisrael. As David is called Neiroi Shal Klal Yisrael, the Or of Klal Yisrael. The Mar then continues and brings a memra that Shloisha Ukovs Lamaderech Eliezer. Yaakov and Avishai ben Tzruya. So Avishai ben Tzruya, we just had in the Kvitzes Aderech of Yaakov Avinu, as there's a Sfas Emes in Parshas Vayetze, learns a big Yisayid in Avodas Hashem. The Lashna, the Gemara is Kivan Dehira Bedaita Lemeheder Kofsilei Ara. As the Sfas Emes says, that this is a remez gadol in avodas Hashem. And when a person, as soon as he's mahara to do avodas Hashem, he gets a siyata d'shmaya that he's yochel lasis to avodas Hashem. That was the kvitzes aderech that he was zeicha to. Was a kvitzes aderech which helped him be misbal b'makom avodasav to do avodas Hashem. As even if the Indian, he was far away, looked like, how am I going to get to that makom to be misbal? Hashem made it should happen. It was more karev than he thought. Like it says by Torah, ki karev alecha adam amai, tasa looks far. But if you're ma'ir and you try, as Hashem will help, as this kritzis haderech is a limud for the kritzis haderech that we'll all be zeichet to, when we try in ma'ara b'taytay, and we try to do avodas Hashem, as this will be zeichet to kritzis haderech, that we'll be able to accomplish much, much more and be miskarev and avodas Hashem much, much more than we think. The Svasemis is moisiv, that this remez was nitkin, that the pshada acher and the lashon of the pasuk vayivka b'makom is that it was mispelled tfilas mariv. As Pashas, you learn it's two pshatim that have no shaykhis. Besok the Svasemis, no. The other, lefi, the way the Svasemis learns up the first remez, you could say it's mamish mishtayich. He says, what's the Indian of Tfilas Arvis? Tfilas Arvis is a Tfila B'Layla. As Layla is a mashal of Golis, as heft upon him, that Hashem looks very, very rochuk. As the Chiddush of Yaakov Avinu was, that now Yaakov Avinu was going to Golis Vayetzi, he was leaving the base medrash, he was going to Lavan Esav, the Matzovim of Golis and Klal Yisrael. He bedavka was misakin tefilas arvis ba'isa isman that he was yotzel legolus la'metcha, that it could seem that Hashem is far away and there's a big ashvera golus with a lot of tzaris. B'shetei lecha, Hashem's always close. Vayivka, you could always be pagein Hashem wherever you are, and you'll always be zeicha to a kitzer derech. As the inyan of mariv is the Gvaldiga Limud Lanu. This Tfilas Mariv is a Limud that we could always be Zeichet, even in Golis, even in Choshech, to Kvitzis Aderech, to be Yivka Bashem, to be Zeichet to Mimiskar Vashem, and to be Zeichet to Yeshua since Yata Dishmaya. Gemara says in the Davarachar, in the second Pshat, Ein Pgia Ela Tfila. Meeting a place means Tfila. As over here is the Gevaldiger Hargosha, and what we're doing when we daven. Tainupki is one of the Asar Lashainis of Tfila. It's the Lashon of Eschanan, the famous Lashon. People could be Mishtaich to Eschanan. Tchinas, we're asking Hashem, Bakoshes. Over here we have another Lashon of Tfila. Gia, to meet. And it's coming to teach us in Edela Hergish, Gevaldiger Hergish, and what Tfila is. Tfila is your time of the day. We have a meeting with Hashem. Three times a day, you meet with Hashem. You have a pgisha together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine if you had a meeting with a chashuv of Tsar, someone who is a Rosh Memshala, an influential person. As you prepare for the meeting, during the meeting, you take it with a seriousness, you'd use the time well, because you could accomplish a lot. Koshkin, Koshkin, when we're meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. There's no Sar, there's no Moishel that has the Koyach that Hashem has. Hashem is Koyach Mi'alu Me'evel Lekulam, Shoyle Mi'alu Me'evel Lekulam. As a Mimela, we should be prepare ourselves and use the time well. Use a Pekisha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another Knech, a boy who's going out on a date, before he goes out on a date, that's what he doesn't do. He makes sure everything's neat, everything's clean. He should look perfect when he goes out on his date. But he's going to come on a date and look bad. The girl will take one look at him and whoosh. As when we have a pgisha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we should be making ourselves, Chas v'Shalom, we shouldn't come with a pe mali lashon hara, a lev mali znus. We should try to be menake ourselves and come with a rain kite. We should be rain. In the pachas, when we come with a tefillah, hear a tshuva, something, that the pgisha should be with a rain kite. Then, the lashon, the pasuk is, Vayifka b'makom. As Chazal Darshan on this pasuk, that makom is one of the shemas of Hashem, one of the ways we refer to Hashem, not a shem, kilo be'etzem, but one of the ways we refer to Hashem. And why? Because Hashem is mekoyma shel olam, ve'ino olam mekoyma. By us, we're on the world. The world is our place. But by Hashem, the world is not Hashem's place. Hashem is the place of the world. Hashem is Mekoyim Ha'ishal Adam. Why is it Nirmaz over here, this Indian, a Makam, this Yisayid? It's coming to teach us what Tefillah is. We're davening to Hashem. We should have Hakara. We're davening to Mekoyim Ha'ishal Adam. Everything in the world is Tali and Hashem. The whole world only exists the way Hashem wants. As Dafka over here is the Makam to me, Ramis, to understand what we're doing. We're Mispal, we're Mavakish, from Mekoyim Ha'ishal Adam. The whole ground, everything here, all the, everything that exists is only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shavim Shailat Ala Kol. Thus is the Gvaldigam Hatana that we have, which is called Tefillah. Azaz Damnus, to be Miskariv to the Rabbi Nishan, to be Nifka. And also that Hashem should answer us and help us and whatever we need. We'd only think and look at tefillah with a little bit of machshava before we daven. The nutzais the tefillah's kiroi. As the entaka, the tefillah will be an experience of a yifka v'makam. Tefillah, it's hard for people to daven because they don't realize what they're doing. If you only develop a little bit of a hergish of what you're doing in tefillah, would be a different experience. Mari then continues and brings tremendous amounts of numbers for the Chayolim of Sancheriv. Kimuvan, the reason why the Gemara is going through all the big numbers is Legadol HaNes of the Atzala, Lekadosh Shem Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pirsam HaNes, Gvaldig HaNes, Hashem did. Va'oid, Umar says, Lasa Lava by Goygu Magog, it'll be the same thing. If Lasa Lava, Ibez Hashem Bekara, we should be Zeicha to Yamais HaMashiach. We shouldn't be scared. It happened already. It should have been Tochen and Hashem, Bechol Matzev, Bechol Mikra. You know, there'll be thousands of armies against the Yidden. But Hashem could save us. As the Maral makes interesting Hadgasha, the Gemara says, Nehemshech lefi that the Nes was Nasa Yidei Gavriel. Like Yodua, Gavriel is the Malach of Gvura. That's Gavri Kel, is the Shem Hashem, the Malach of Oinish. As it says that he was going Mevashel Peiroisov, and Agav that he was Mevashel Peiroisov, he gave a mak and killed all of them. Sakta Baral is coming to give out Gosha. Shatira, you know, we look at the world, wow, hundreds, thousands, chayalim, armies, weapons, one malach, agav, when he's doing something else, you get rid of so many. They see Godel Kovet Shamayim, the madach, a malach of Hashem, has such a gavaldig koyach against people. Kol shkein the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai. This is a man, the Yaman, the Hemshech, the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hashem was hikah them b'kapayim. That's what's the pshat. The Marsha says that it's coming to say a remez godol. He says the yadayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki yadua, the yad yamin is the mid of rachamim, and the yad small is the mid of din. It's two anhogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the you're dying to be boyri the oilam ki yadua, to be in the migdash v'chulei. And then Hoges Abri Hashem is manig with two yadayim. As what is in the kudah over here, b'kapayim. Zog the Marsha, because Sancherev was kilu the yad adin, k'neged the yidin, it was misari the yad adin, because Achaz was a Rasha, the father of Chizkiyo, we'll learn later on in the different kefelecha meisim that he did. Closed up the Bate Midrash and we did terrible aveiros. As that caused that the Yad Smol should be misgaber. Of a Chizkiyo and the Dor de Tshuva and they were mechazik b'tayr and avodas Hashem, as they were ma'ir the Yad Yamin and Shemayim, that the Yad Yamin should be mitzdarif to the Tzad Smol, and b'mkoyim the Tzad Smol giving an einish to the Yidden, and the Yad Yamin is mitzdarif to the Yad Smol. As then it's chal, I'm talking, then it's chal that the din should go on the goyim, the makom the yidden. Kedua from the Ramak, in Taimed Dvoira, that that's the Yisoid of Tashlich. Now when we spell that the Aveira should go into the Yam, he says the Oimik of it is when Yid does an Aveira, makes a Koyach of Kitchug, a Koyach of Din, and Ayidei the Tshuva of the Yidin, as it doesn't be mavatal it lagami, it doesn't erase it. But what it does is that koyach of din that was Messiah should go on the other side, it should go on to the goyim, and be managed them, be makum the yidin. And there's another pshat in the Gemara, that the way they were killed was that Hashem was megalim the shira of the malachim. As a mashal, as mazbir, that they were chorfu klapi milo, they were gidev chorf klapi milo. As therefore, the oynish was ayidei the shira of the malachim l'Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are you being macharif? Tishma, the shira gedoyla of the malachim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that gufa was hiring them, as being that they weren't on the madrega for such a gilui, for such a roimimus, as they weren't able to be safe of it, as a mela they were nenash.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.